needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reporting. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Are you tired of your job? Are you tired of inflation? High gas prices? Trading Made Easy automated day trading software has been out for 5 years and have customers in 9 different countries. Our automated day trading software gets into and out of a trade in a millisecond. And we have lots of local customers that you can talk to. We do have live seminars Monday through Friday, so you can see the software in action. No experience necessary. Go to the website TradingMadeEasy.com or call the 800 number 800-971-4160.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do.
Coming up, we're going to be talking Golden Knights and Edmonton Oilers. That'll be coming up. We'll be talking about that coming up at the top of the hour. Ron Futrell will join us from 8 News Now. Gentlemen, Jim, you all ready for Cinco de Mayo? Are you going to... Let's see. If you drink green beer on St. Patrick's Day, what are we supposed to drink on Cinco de Mayo? Margaritas?
Margaritas would work, but I was thinking more of like a salsa, a clamato juice.
Oh, something spicy.
Something spicy, yeah, with a little bit of tomato sauce in there. Yeah.
I always love to watch the difference between St. Patty's Day, where everybody's Irish, and Cinco de Mayo, which everybody just likes to go out and just get drunk.
Right.
Not that you don't do the same thing both holidays, but it is interesting that the whole deal of Cinco de Mayo is go out and have margaritas and food and, tacos and everything.
I think we should have a pizza day, too, in honor.
You know what? That is a great idea. Because everybody loves pizza, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's the perfect food. If you were going to have just one food for the rest of your life, I think most people would say, or at least I would, that would be my choice. Because, it's got a little bit of everything on it.
Well, and it has veggies,
You get the veggies. You get the
so
bread.
So it's healthy for you. It's healthy for you. It's got protein. It's got carbs. It's got everything you need.
Absolutely. I like the works, and mushrooms are always good. Why people don't like mushrooms on their pizza is beyond me, because they taste great.
Well, I'll take your word for it.
I'm not.
It's really weird.
Huh.
I love truffle sauce, which I think is a mushroom based food. But I've just never gotten into them on burgers or on pizzas or on anything.
Interesting.
Pilly, I think, is what my mom used to say.
Mushroom burgers are some of the best at Wiener Schnitzel. So it's one of the few things that I would ever get from Wiener Schnitzel is their famed mushroom burger.
Ooh, wow.
Oh,
I will keep that in mind. Yeah. Coming up on the show, very excited because we always laugh, we always giggle. We're talking about Ron Futrell, sports anchor and reporter, 8 News Now. He'll be on Sports Wrap, I'm sure, this weekend, covering what I don't know, but he'll be out there amongst them. Stick around. Ron Futrell will talk all things Golden Knights. We'll also talk about the continuing saga of the Oakland A's, what's going on there behind the scenes. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that Mommy and Daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. America's employers adding 253,000 jobs in April, evidence of a labor market that still shows surprising resilience despite rising interest rates, chronically high inflation, and a banking crisis that could weaken the economy. Speaking from the White House, President Biden says the labor participation rate spiked.
The really good news is working-age Americans are participating in the labor force at the highest rate in 15 years, not just since the pandemic, in 15 years.
The unemployment rate dipped to 3.4%, matching a 54-year low. Also at townhall.com, Florida has been named the number one state for education according to a ranking by U.S. News and World Report. Florida Governor DeSantis says it has a lot to do with the state's school choice policies aimed at helping middle class as well as low-income parents get their children the best education they can.
The money should follow the student. And so it doesn't matter where you come from, because we've been focusing on low-income families, as you should. I mean, the single moms who are able to get into a better school for their kid is a big deal. But at the same time, we understood that this is something that should empower parents across the board.
DeSantis told Salem Radio talk show host Hugh Hewitt that Florida parents are given a choice in how they spend their education vouchers. In Oakland.
Like everybody else, we have to pay our rent and pay our bills, and it's important to us. As teachers, that we're valued for our work as professionals, and also how do we keep good teachers in Oakland?
Teacher Katie Scott says educators are not appreciated. More than 3,000 teachers in the Oakland Unified School District went on strike Thursday, saying the district failed to bargain in good faith on a new contract. Stocks finishing higher today. The Dow was up 546 points. More at townhall.com.
Form as the heavyweight champion of the world.
Now, experience the movie based on the miraculous story of George Foreman.
George Foreman ain't no new champ. He is the new chump.
Foreman is now.
I'm not going to box anymore. I'm all Father God.
It's the greatest comeback story of all time.
There's only two things I know how to do. Box and preach. And preach and won't pay the bills.
Foreman's 45 years old. The risk isn't losing. It's surviving.
How can you beat that man?
I'm going to do this my way.
Big George Foreman. Now playing exclusively in movie theaters. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13.
My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. With Mount Charleston's near-record snowpack beginning to melt away, water experts are not expecting any major flooding. National Weather Service officials say the cooler temperatures at the higher elevations in the Spring Mountains have kept the snowmelt at a normal rate, preventing the rush of water coming down from the hills. Water officials say the slower snowmelt also means a boost to Southern Nevada's water supply. Las Vegas gets about 90% of its water from Lake Mead. The other 10% comes from the valley's underground aquifer, which gets recharged each year from that snow melt-off. The Vegas Golden Knights will have a new local TV partner next season. Team officials say their new multi-year agreement with Scripps Sports will make it easier for the fans to watch the games. The deal will put the majority of the Golden Knights preseason, regular season, and the first-round playoff games on KMCC 34 locally. Some of the games will also be simulcast in Channel 13, which is a Scripps Sports parent company. Also, after their Wednesday win, the Vegas Golden Knights have become the favorite at some local sportsbooks to win the Stanley Cup. They're now 4-1 favorites at Station Casinos.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, expect some bunching there on the Southern Beltway, 215 east of Gillespie, westbound at Gibson. Also, some heavy volumes on the 15 right now. Yeah, that's northbound at Sunset and southbound at Sahara.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Good to have you with us. Hour number two of Live and Local. We'll be joined in just a bit by Ron Futrell, the sports anchor and reporter, 8 News Now. Of course, the big news, the Golden Knights, they are into the second round. They are up 1-0. And, you know, obviously the Edmonton Oilers are not going to take this lying down. We'll be talking about that at length. Want to remind you that coming up after 2 o'clock, I'm really excited. It's hard to believe that it's time for San Gennaro Feast again. I went last year and had so much fun. It is the Italian and International Food and Music Festival at the M Resort. It's running May 10th through the 14th. This is going to be fun. We're going to give away a family four-pack. Sometime after 2 o'clock. I can't tell you exactly when, but sometime after 2 o'clock. We'll get a chance to give those away. I want to go to the audio sound bites real quick. So many times we bring all this stuff to the table, and then we run out of time. And that, unfortunately, is what usually happens. But I want you to hear, in fact, let's go to cut four. This is Sean Hannity talking about how the Biden campaign fooled the American people, lied to the American people about a fake email from 51 former CIA directors, that kind of thing, from the intelligence community, and how it was all a lie. This is cut four. This is Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
October the 19th, 2020, between former acting director of the CIA, Mike Morrell, and former CIA director, John Brennan. The topic of the email, the soon-to-be-published, now infamous, open letter from 51 Intel officials discrediting the very true Hunter Biden laptop story only weeks before the election. 9:30 a.m., Morrell asking Brennan, quote, "Can I add your name to the list, trying to give the campaign," meaning Joe's campaign, "particularly during the debate on Thursday, a talking point to push back on Trump on this issue?" Brennan responds 17 minutes later, quote, "Okay, Michael, add my name to the list. Good initiative. Thanks for asking me to sign on." Now, did Brennan attempt in any way to verify the claims that are in the letter? He didn't ask a single question. He didn't want to corroborate any details. And apparently neither Brennan nor Morrell cared if the letter was accurate and true. They only wanted to give Joe Biden a talking point in the lead up to a debate with Donald Trump and shield Joe Biden during that upcoming debate. And that's exactly what happened. Take a look at this.
And this stuff is true about Russia, Ukraine, China, other countries, Iraq. If this is true, then he's a corrupt politician. Right. So don't give me the stuff about how you're this innocent baby. Joe, they're calling you a corrupt politician.
Nobody's
calling you. President Trump, I want to stay on the issue of race. We're talking about the issue.
From hell.
President Trump, we're talking about race right now, and I do want to stay on the issue of race. President Trump,
you have to respond to that.
Please.
Because look,
very quickly.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the care. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage.
Now, that was election disinformation, but it wasn't from Russia. It was from Joe Biden, the Biden campaign, and former U.S. security and intel officials that went along. This was their in-kind donation to help Joe hurt Donald Trump in the process and lie to you, the American people, in the lead up to an election.
Let me put this into terms that I think all of us can understand. What we have here is the prospect that America, prior to an election, was lied to by the Biden campaign, by Christopher Wray, Merrick Garland, and all these people, and the 51 people that signed on to this letter. Unfortunately, this is not. I don't know. It's just very, very weird. But one thing it does show is that we were lied to. Now, I'm not saying that any election should be overturned or anything like that, but I'm saying we were lied to. This is not just hardball politics. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. In fact, I'll open up the phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And you know what I'm going to do? What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to give away a family four-pack of tickets. Okay? To the San Gennaro Feast, the Italian and international food and music festival at the M Resort. This is going to be so much fun. I went last year and had just a blast. I really honestly did. Be caller number 3 right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We're going to take a quick break. And by the way, caller number 3 will be our winner. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. As we continue, we're going to take a break. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
They were one of the most successful bands to ever hit the recording scene. The Bee Gees. Now, the showroom at South Point presents the ultimate tribute band honoring the Bee Gees. Staying Alive. Solid gold hits. May 5th to the 7th. Tickets to the box office online at southpointcasino.com or charged by phone 702-797-8055. Staying Alive. The music of the Bee Gees at the South Point.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Up in Carson City, they have been debating Senate Bill 171, scheduled for a vote today. I don't know if it's happened yet. It might be voted on later in the day. If 171, SB 171, it's Senate Bill 171, is passed, it would incrementally begin the process of taking guns away from people. In this particular case, those convicted of committing or attempting to commit certain crimes, including nonviolent crimes, could lose their gun rights. The law as written, the bill as written, is vague. It's ambiguous. And essentially, it would incrementally take gun rights away from people who have not committed violent crimes. It's weird. It's weird that when we have people who commit all kinds of crimes, we want to give them the right to vote, but not to possess firearms, despite the fact that they've not been convicted of anything. In some cases, it's just being alleged. Either convicted of committing or attempting to commit certain crimes. That's the way they list it. And I'm just going to tell you, it's obvious what they're doing. And that's why Governor Joe is going to have to stand his ground and use that veto pen. I don't think there's anything strange about it. We need him to step up, use the veto pen on SB 171, Senate Bill 171. Tell you what, let's do. We were going to be visiting with Ron Futrell. We have some phone problems right now that we're working through. And we'll try and get them rectified here in the next few minutes. But in lieu of that, I want to bring in Gentleman Jim, because you've been following this whole playoff thing through the Winnipeg Jets and kind of the easy waltz into the second round. But it's going to be tougher. I know it doesn't seem like it, at least so far. But it's going to be tough. With the Edmonton Oilers and Draisaitl, who is just absolutely incredible. He's got like a big S on his chest. Under that sweater, Edmonton Oilers sweater, he's got an S on his shirt. I'm almost certain of it.
He really does. He had four goals in game one, and every time I looked up, he was scoring another goal. And that's the way it was. He represented the entire output for the Oilers the other day, you got to figure he's going to be tough. And when you look at his output so far in the playoffs this season, Kevin, he's got 11 goals in 7 games.
Yeah,
that's just incredible.
Well, you know, I've always found it interesting, and I'm not a big hoops guy. You probably know more about hoops in your little finger than I know on my entire body.
Got to say, when they started kneeling for the national anthem and flat out rejecting the national anthem, I turned my back on them. So yeah.
Well, I don't pretend to know, but just basketball in general, if you want to take a player out defensively, you can do that to a certain degree. There's some, you know, Steph Curry and those guys, they're going to get off regardless of what you do defensively.
Right.
But in hockey, it is so much different with line changes and different things like that, that you can't really isolate one player and a defensive player and let them just, you know, defend, if you will. You can do it in basketball. I'm not sure you can do it in hockey. I'm just not sure.
Well, what I'm looking at here is the Oilers, they've amassed like 80 points. I think I'm getting a call from Ron Futrell right now.
Oh.
It's from Overton. That wouldn't be him.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a Cox cable issue is what we're understanding the phone problem is.
Well, hopefully they'll get it fixed soon.
Yeah. But the Oilers, they've amassed 80 points on their 29 goals. And, okay, now this for sure is spam. This has been – my phone is working just fine. It's just the studio phones that are not working right now, and mine's blowing up. In any event, the Oilers have amassed 80 points on their 29 goals, and it's concentrated on Connor McDavid and Draisaitl. Those are the guys that the Golden Knights are going to have to really pay close attention to, because Connor McDavid has 12 points, 3 goals, and 9 assists so far. And defenseman Evan Bouchard, he also has 12 points, a couple of goals, and 10 assists.